President addresses the nation tonight to mark the formal end of the U.S. combat mission in Iraq, but he has a stop in Texas first.
You know, joining us live now from Washington with a preview of the President's Day, AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. Mark, the President is first going to El Paso. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, the President is going to be touching down shortly at Fort Bliss in Texas, the sprawling army base that's sent some 200,000 troops to Iraq over the years of the seven-year conflict, a lot of it units from its armored combat brigades down there. And I should also note that that base has had 51 of those soldiers not come back from the conflict. The President's going to be there to thank the troops for all they've done in Iraq over the years, and specifically to say that they have shown tremendous valor. Of course, remembering that candidate Obama thought this was a war that should never have been fought. He opposed the troop surge, but he still wants to thank the troops for all they've done.
Right, and now let's turn to the President's Oval Office address. How will he assess the seven-plus years we spent in armed conflict in Iraq?
Well, we're told repeatedly, Phil, that the President's going to be forward-looking, he does not want to relitigate the arguments pro and con about the war, the surge, etc. He is going to be saluting what is happening today, the formal end of the combat mission, as a milestone and a transition, if you will, in America's foreign policy. Keep in mind that the President is in the midst of his own surge in Afghanistan. He has long felt that the troops that were in Iraq should have been fighting in Afghanistan. That needed more troops. Well, there's some 130,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan now, and he's going to say tonight, that's where America's interests truly lie.
Okay, but back to Iraq. That's what he's going to be talking about mostly tonight, and there are 50,000 troops still there in this war that he didn't want. How does he explain that to the American people?
Certainly, one thing, Penny, the White House says over and over again, this is not a mission accomplished speech. There is still fighting to be done in Iraq. The White House hope is that most of it's going to be done by Iraqis, certainly led by Iraqis, but U.S. troops are going to get into firefights, no question. And there's still plenty of challenges, not only insurgent violence, roadside bombings, suicide bombings, etc., but specifically there's a big political challenge of getting the parties there to agree on a new government. It's been 6 months since an election, and Vice President Biden is there today as we speak, not just for the handoff of control ceremony, but also to try and knock some Iraqi politicians' heads together.
Mark Smith, thank you, as always, for your report and analysis on the President's speech and his travels today. Let's hope he gets back to the White House in time for his Oval Office address.